not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, it is that time once again every Friday around 7:40. Ladies, it is all about highlighting the beauty from your inside out. And today is so exciting for me because yes. I have nothing but fond memories of my childhood going to prom,
oh,
Tracy.
Yes, I know, girl. Woo! It's so fun to talk about this now because I haven't looked at dresses in over 20 years.
It is time. Well, I am so excited to introduce to you someone that's absolutely amazing. I actually met this beautiful lady on Girl Talk on Channel 57. Now, of course, she'll be gracing the airwaves with Wisconsin Women. Rosemary Williams, you are the best at what you do, girl, when it comes to prom and bridal wear. She is the owner of Premier Couture in Cambridge, Wisconsin. We are so happy that you are here with us.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, we love it.
So, of course, we had to talk the talk when it comes to getting our prom dresses on.
Yeah.
So I remember being back in the day, prom was everything to every single girl. And having that experience to go shopping with your mom was like the thing you did.
I know. It was such a big deal. Like, it was just, that was what you did with your mom.
That's like, what you did.
You look forward to doing it.
But I have to say, my memory of my particular night of prom, it was a wonderful night because I know I say I was crowned. I mean, that was a great thing.
Right,
but the bad thing is about it, I have the worst picture ever taken of my prom.
Yeah.
And my mom always made fun of me laughing out loud. I got rained on right before I walked inside.
Yeah.
But I also wore something that wasn't probably your typical prom dress. I had a skirt made out of taffeta and it had like a big bow and then I had like this t-shirt from Express and so that's what I wore, but I'm sure, Rosemary, that's not what is happening today.
Well, in some ways it is. I mean, you definitely wore something very self-expressive, and that was probably kind of out there when you went to prom.
Mm-hmm.
Now we encourage people to do that now too, is to just really express themselves through the dress. So it's tricky having something made for yourself, and it's not really what most people want. And the level of detail in dresses now is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need to go to our website and look at the dresses. It's amazing. The detail, the lace, the fabrics, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So it is a way for them to just hone in on who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try to help them, maybe set aside what they think everyone else thinks they should wear.
So much pressure when it comes to finding the right dress. I mean, Tracy, what did you wear at prom?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. I feel like it was like a red dress. My mom always thought everything I tried to pick out was too sexy.
Mm.
So I remember like a red dress, and I was super, super thin, So
still
it was like, well, but it was like a red tight, it was a tight dress.
Yeah.
I think no sleeves, like it was really cute.
Sure.
Yeah.
Showed some skin.
I showed some skin. I showed some leg.
Oh, she showed some leg.
Yeah, I showed some leg. Right. So.
Did you have a slit? Or that you
No,
were
it was short. It was short. So
we don't do a lot of short. It's really for the most part.
Oh, is that not? Okay, really?
For the most part, definitely floor length gowns.
Yeah.
Ooh, pretty.
So now if you have great legs or you want to show off great shoes, you look for something with a nice slit or just something that's more fitted, probably like what you wore, but still a little bit more body conscious. There's great body conscious dresses out
So are we talking, as far as gowns, are we talking like pageant wear, or are we talking about more of the just an A-line long dress? What seems to be like the things that the ladies are into in high school right now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say pageant. Not that these don't ever go to pageants, but there is quite a variety. I mean, there's really something for everyone. So you have beautiful ball gowns that almost
oh, that's a better word for it.
Are almost like costume worthy, like movie worthy. Definitely red carpet looks. Very, very sleek, very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people like a lot of bling and a lot of just a lot of jazz, and some people just don't want that at all.
Right.
So there's everything from very, very sparkly to very, very simple and understated.
I love that.
I mean, honestly, I have to say, I was so excited when Rosemary came in this morning.
Yeah.
And I've got her website up. I mean, definitely take a look at the website.
Mm.
The dresses are gorgeous. And I was even saying to her this morning, it just seems so, like, customized to the person or...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
They are. There's nothing cookie cutter looking about it, any of them.
Yeah.
They're each really special. And that's what we look for in dresses, is like... this needs to be special.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to make somebody feel like amazing. This is their, a lot of times, their first big event.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
first thing that they really dress up for. And it kind of sets the tone for things down the line. And they'll always look back at this and remember it.
Yeah.
I love that you talk about shopping with moms.
Yeah.
We love when moms come in. We love to give them a seat and then do all the work. And they find that they like that. They're kind of surprised that that happens, that they don't have to do the work.
I love that.
Yeah, we have stylists that take care of the girls, but we most definitely involve the moms. They're right there.
Yeah.
And always looking for that magic moment where mom and daughter agree.
It's so, I know, girl. I know. We like have to have a hand moment.
I know.
We're on Facebook Live, by the way, and we're actually doing a hand moment.
We just,
say hi to Rosemary.
We just had a moment.
We
sorry,
did.
You guys.
It's really.
It's so nice. It's almost like preparing them for their wedding.
Yes. Oh,
later
absolutely.
In life. Oh, I love
very
that.
Much so. So I always get excited because, you know, with spring, it always comes out with new colors. Is there a new color palette to these dresses?
Mm-hmm. You know what? We do. There's always something kind of new. I mean, let's be honest. Blues and burgundies and reds are always going to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to be surprised by some things like we're seeing some like light blue and champagne combinations or golds and blues and metallics, rose golds. Light things like
oh, I love light, rose gold.
Yeah, the metallic, and if the whole dress isn't metallic, a lot of metallic details and accents.
Yeah,
but there is such a variety. We love every time we do both special order and off the rack, so we can do whatever is best for each girl.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah.
So when we get our shipments arrive of girls who of their dresses that have been special ordered, we're totally amazed at the color variety.
Yeah,
it hasn't always been that way. There's been times where it's like, oh my gosh, look at another pink dress. I mean, it's like a box of pink.
Okay.
It's not like that now. I mean, our girls are really doing a great job at being individual.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know what? I just had, because I have random thoughts, Rosemary, usually. That just brought me back to one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah.
Because I identified her being a redhead.
Yeah.
The only redhead on TV, of course, was Molly Ringwald.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And when she wore her pink dress.
Right.
Was it 16 Candles? What was it?
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Oh, you're so dating us right now.
Woo,
you know,
I know,
I don't know if any of my prom girls have ever seen Pretty
they
in Pink. But
they're like, Pretty in what?
It was Pretty in
Molly
Pink.
Who?
Yeah, she was fabulous.
She was fabulous and very self-expressive.
Yes.
I mean, that was the whole point of her dress, was that she was being true to herself and not following the pack.
Yeah, she made her own dress.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
All the moms in the car.
I remember that.
Yes, that's the mom. Yes, they all remember.
The moms remember.
Yeah, the moms know. So you were saying they can buy off the rack or special order. It doesn't.
Right.
They can do both.
They can do both. It just depends on what works best for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we have something there that they absolutely just want to take with them and not have to come back, they can do that. But a lot of. We really specialize in special order so that you are not limited to what's hanging there.
That's really nice.
That's great.
A color that you want, a size that you want, you don't have to wonder. It's not like going to the mall where it's like what's on the rack is what you get.
Right.
Right.
This is definitely more than that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really key to the way that we do things there.
Well, here's a big question because I know people, they get scared of that word custom.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's custom doesn't necessarily mean this is going to be way out of your pocket reach of able to.
Well,
they get scared about that word.
That's a very good point.
They do. Yeah. They do. And as much as they do look custom, they are seeing in our store exactly the way it's going to look when it comes to them. So they're not having to worry about things being really different.
Mm-hmm.
And our prices start under $300.
Okay.
And coming up in a couple of weeks, our clearance actually
starts.
Ooh,
tell us about that. Yeah.
So
we got clearance too.
We haven't rolled it out quite yet.
All right, we'll bring it back.
We haven't rolled it out quite yet, but it'll be coming up later on in March.
Okay, cool. And you always have fabulous fashion shows.
We do. And we do it for homecoming too. So everyone who's listening now probably missed out on our awesome launch in December.
Okay.
But we do. We have local girls come and they are our models and they are so fabulous. And keep your eye open for our model call if that's something that know someone.
Yes. Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have it coming up in the summer for homecoming. Yeah, actually. So yeah, we do require that they actually are in high school.
Oh no.
I had an idea. I thought maybe Chris and I could just come and try on prom dresses for fun one day.
She does fabulous things like that though.
We did that earlier this year
for
a special event in our town where it was bridal gowns.
Yeah.
But it was just we raised money for a local charity and just let people try on dresses for fun. It was awesome.
So good.
Well, it's just a thought. I'm putting that out there.
Well, maybe we just need to have a jams prom.
There you go.
Oh,
all right. I love that.
We will talk. And we should have it at the roller rink.
Oh my
word. I mean, no. I don't know where these ideas come from.
I'm gonna have to put my foot down on that. No roller rink.
I mean, it's brilliant.
No roller rink.
No.
So how many times a year are you having a fashion show? Like, is it two or three times a year?
It's twice a year. We do it in the summer for homecoming, and then we do it right at the beginning of January for prom. But you can see those. We put them up on our website on Facebook. So if you want to see our runway show and see what it's like, it's a great way to see the dresses move. It's a great way to see dresses on all sizes. It's not like this is not your typical runway show where it's runway model thin.
Yes.
It is. Good. It is real girls.
Yes.
In every size. And they are all beautiful.
And you can tell how fabulous these women are because I see them on these fashion shows and there's a huge smile. So,
They are having so much fun.
It's a test to that. So where can people go to find you on social media?
On social media, we're on Instagram. We're Premier Couture VIP. On Facebook, we're just look for Premier Couture.
Okay.
And of course, we have a great website, premiercouture.com.
It's a really good website.
The website is awesome.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So real quickly, how does Premier Couture, set itself apart from anyone else?
Mm-hmm. You know what? We touched on it a little bit. It is really, truly our belief that this is a self-expressive moment for young women, like one of the first times they really get to do that. So right from that stems all the other things, the way that we arrange our dresses, the way our expert stylists help each of our prom shoppers as they come in and help the moms. We make sure that there's water and snacks there. And when they buy from us, they always leave with swag.
We like swag.
Yeah. We love swag.
Oh my gosh.
They are our VIPs and we want to make sure they feel that way. Yeah.
Rosemary taking care of you from head to toe to your belly.
To come visit Rosemary.
We're just going
to
come hang out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place to be if you want to feel beautiful. If you're feeling bad about yourself, you come to our store and we'll make you feel good about yourself.
Okay.
All right, we're coming.
Yeah, let's do it.
There you have it. Rosemary Williams, the owner of Premier Couture out in Cambridge, Wisconsin. It is all about prom. We will put up all this information on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosemary.
I'll see you on Wisconsin Women, honey.
Awesome.
It's Krista in the Morning Garage right here on 93.1 Jams.
Download, listen, rate,